وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، كل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. This is the class from the book بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى، باب صلاة الجماعة والإمامة. باب صلاة الجماعة والإمامة. Chapter 10, Prayer in Congregation and the Imamah. Imamate. Inshallah, we start from Hadith 317. وعنه أي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل أعمى فقال يا رسول الله إنه ليس لي قائد يقودني إلى المسجد، فرخص له، فلما ولى دعاه فقال هل تسمع النداء بالصلاة؟ قال نعم. قال فأجب. رواه مسلم. نارل أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. A blind man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, O Messenger of Allah, I have no guide to take me to the masjid. He, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, therefore permitted him, meaning to pray at his home. Then when the man turned away, the Prophet ﷺ called him and asked, can you hear the adhan? Can you hear the adhan in the call for prayer? He answered, yes. The Prophet ﷺ said, then respond to it. Then respond to it reported by Muslim. What do we benefit from this hadith? فائدة واحدة من فوائد هذا الحديث. One lesson we take from this hadith. نعم عبد السلام. فائدة. One. أحسنت. That the one who hear the adhan, the call of prayer, he must answer. Meaning if he is male, he must go to the masjid and perform the salah with the jama'ah in the masjid. Because if Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered this blind man to come to the masjid, even though he mentioned, the blind man mentioned he doesn't have guide, he doesn't have someone leading, taking him to the masjid, and he doesn't see the path, the way. Since he hears the adhan, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to go to the masjid. How about someone who sees? So in the hadith, it is a mandatory on male to answer the call of prayer and to make salah in the masjid. Unlike what some Muslims are doing, masjid is their neighbor, next to, next door, next building to the masjid. And they hear that and they cannot even sleep. Yet they don't pray at the masjid. They pray their home, especially Fajr prayer. So this hadith shows it's a mandatory on male to pray in the masjid. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من سمع النداء فلم يأتي فلا صلاة له إلا من عذر. رواه ابن ماجه والدارقطني وابن حبان والحاكم وإسناده على شرط مسلم، لكن رجح بعضهم وقفه. Nari ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever hears the call for prayer and doesn't come, means to the masjid for prayer, his prayer will not be accepted from him unless he has excuse, he has a legitimate excuse, he has a reason, like he is sick and the like. من سمع النداء فلم يأتي فلا صلاة له إلا من عذر. Whoever hears the call for prayer and doesn't come, his prayer will not be accepted from him unless he has excuse, he has a reason not to attend the message, like fear, rain, and the like, snow and the like, something. If he goes to the masjid, he will go through hardships. Imam Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, reported by Ibn Majah, Ad-Darqutni and Ibn Hibban and Al-Hakim, it is chain for narration meets Muslims' conditions. But some hadith scholars held that this stronger view is that it is mawquf, saying of a companion. وعن يزيد ابن الأسود رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه صلى مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الصبح فلما صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا هو برجلين لم يصليا فدعا بهما فجيء بهما ترعد فرائصهما فقال لهما ما منعكما أن تصليا معنا قال قد صلينا في رحالنا قال فلا تفعلا إذا صليتما في رحالكما ثم أدركتما الإمام ولم يصلي فصليا معه فإنها لكما نافلة. رواه أحمد واللفظ له الثلاثة والترمذي وصححه الترمذي وابن حبان. نادى يزيد بن أسود, may Allah be pleased with him, he offered the morning prayer with Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم finished his prayer, he saw two men who had not prayed with him. He ordered them to be brought, and they were brought trembling with fear. He asked them, what had prevented you from praying with us? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked the two men who didn't pray with the jama'ah. They were sitting backside of the masjid, and that's in Mina. That's when Prophet was performing Hajj. They said, he asked them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what had prevent you from praying with us? They said, we had already prayed at our homes. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, don't do so. If you pray at your homes, and then you come while the imam has not yet performed the prayer, you must pray with him. And it will be a voluntary prayer for you, reported by Ahmad with his wording. And Ibn and Al-Thalatha, Al-Tirmidhi, Ibn Hibban, graded it sahih, authentic. This hadith, authentic hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he finished the Fajr prayer, he saw two men sitting behind, back side of the masjid. He asked to be called, they come fearing. They were in a state of fear. They do not know what will be done to them. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, ما منعكما أن تصليا معنا? What prevents you to pray with us? What had prevented you from praying with us? They mentioned that they pray already, Fajr prayer at their home. After Adhan was made, they hear the call of Adhan, and they perform in Salah in their home. And they are Musafirun, they are travelers. They are a travelers. Then they come to the masjid. But they found that still the Prophet ﷺ, he's in Salah. Since they pray it at home, they sit down back. Prophet ﷺ said to them when they mentioned that, فَلَا تَفْعَلَا, don't do so. إِذَا صَلَّيْتُمَا فِي رِحَالِكُمَا ثُمَّ أَدْرَكْتُمَ الْإِمَامَ وَلَمْ يُصَلِّ فَصَلَّيَا مَعَ. If you come to the masjid and you find the imam didn't pray yet, pray with him. Pray with him, and that will be for you sunnah, nafila. It will be the second prayer will be for you a voluntary prayer. What do we benefit from this hadith? Naam, Asim. Asamani Allah wa iyaakum min ash-shurur. Naam. Ahsanta, barakallahu fi. We should pray with the imam. You should join the jama'ah, even if you pray that same prayer before that. And it will be for you, the second one will be for you sunnah. The first one is the mandatory. You already pray the mandatory, but pray with the jama'ah. Another hadith, authentic hadith, in Medina, Prophet ﷺ saw a man who was sitting behind when Salah finished. He asked, Alasta Musliman? Aren't you Muslim? He said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, yes, but he has janabah. He didn't have wudu. So he ﷺ taught him what he should do it. This is how important it is to pray with the jama'ah. Not only that, Fajr prayer, Prophet ﷺ, when Iqamah was made, he saw a man praying Salah. He said, Fajr, yusalli arba'an. Is he going to pray Fajr four rak'ah? Means he should join the Salah. How is he praying another Salah while Fajr Iqamah is being made? So this shows how important it is to join the jama'ah. What else do we benefit from this hadith? Naam. Ahsanta. The permissibility of praying voluntary prayer with somebody. Sometimes to be nafila for you, and sometimes even though it's nafila for you, also to help the other person. Because in authentic hadith, Prophet ﷺ was with some of his Sahaba, a man entered, and he started praying the mandatory prayer. Prophet ﷺ said to his Sahaba, "Man yatasaddaqu ala hada?" Who is giving him charity, this one? He is praying by himself. Who is giving him sadaqah? Means praying with him to be jama'ah for him. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu joined him. So it is, even though you pray already, you can pray with another one who is praying the mandatory to make jama'ah for him. And the second will be sunnah for you. You come to the masjid, you join the jama'ah. How will they already pray the jama'ah? Do you have to pray? How about if they already pray, the imam finished the salah, and you already pray your salah at home? What will you do? You pray the salah? Or not? The question is not clear? Naam. Naam. You still pray it will be nafila. Someone else? Naam. Question is not clear? U'eed. Somebody entered the masjid. He already prayed his salah. He came to the masjid, the jama'ah already finished the salah. Will he pray or he will not? He will not. He will not. If he want to sit down, he pray tahiyatul masjid. If he doesn't want to sit down, he go wherever he wants. Tayyib, ahsantum. So he praying the second one for a reason, either to join for the jama'ah, not to be sitting by himself, and Muslims are praying. طيب نعم نعم أهلا هذا yes the question is this is for the jama'ah of the masjid or outside the masjid is for the masjid who has one jama'ah the masjid who has imam ratib he has regular imam and they have one jama'ah. But as for masjid, have many jama'ah, have many imams, like the airport, musallayat, or the masjid on the highways, or that's a different rule. Yes. You pray with the jama'ah. Question, naam. If you already pray asr, the same ruling. Even if you pray already asr, at home, you come, you pray with them. By the way, the Salah, Shaykh Al-Alban, rahimahullah ta'ala, authenticated a hadith that when it's not allowed to pray after Asr, is after the sun turned to be red. مَا لَمْ تَصْفَرَّ الشَّمْسُ But right after Asr prayer, it's legislated to pray. You can even pray two rak'ah of sunnah after Asr prayer. because Sheikh Albani said it's authentic from Ibn Abbas, from Umar, from Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, from Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen, some of them either praying or giving fatwa to pray. 2 rak'ah after Asr. How about the hadith, لا صلاة بعد العصر حتى تغرب الشمس, no prayer after Asr until the sun sets? Sheikh Albani said, هذا الحديث is general مقيد بحديث لا صلاة بعد العصر ما لم تصفر الشمس. No prayer after Asr as long the sun doesn't turn to red. That's when it's not allowed salah, except even that situation, ذواتul asbab, if the salah has a reason. You come to the masjid, tahiyyatul masjid, you pray. You make wudu, you pray. And the like. But to pray open sunnah, la, to make istikhara or to make open sunnah, you don't, after Asr. Now, also that doesn't apply the mandatory prayer. Anytime you wake up after Asr, you are sleeping, you wake, you pray. You pray Asr until before the sunset. Until before the sunset, you pray. Even after the sun turned red, you still pray Asr if you didn't pray. Of course, you don't delay Asr prayer to that time. It's the munafiqeen, hypocrite, who delay that time. But if you have a reason, like a doctor, he was making surgery and the like, somebody who was sick, he can pray before, as long as the sun doesn't set. Now, نعم. Somebody who pray already his mandatory prayer. Can he lead someone who pray in sunnah, mandatory? Okay. مفهوم. The person who is praying sunnah can lead someone who pray in mandatory. And someone who pray in mandatory can lead someone who pray in sunnah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he used to pray with the Prophet ﷺ Isha prayer. And when he go to his family, his area where he used to lead another masjid, Isha prayer. So he used to pray with the Prophet ﷺ in his masjid, Isha. And then he lead his people, Isha prayer. In a way, one night, Prophet ﷺ, he prayed the Isha late. And when Mu'adh went there, he also elongated the Salah. So one of the Musallin, he left the Salah. When they informed that to Mu'adh, radiallahu anhu, he said, "Inna munafiq, he's hypocrite. I'm going to tell the Prophet ﷺ about him." And then the man, he himself, went to the Prophet ﷺ complaining. And when the man explained the incident, Prophet ﷺ, he called Mu'adh. And when he sallam verified that, he said, "Afatanu anta ya Mu'adh. Mu'adh, are you causing fitna? You cause fitna? Why you don't lead recite that surah, Shamsi wa duha, the Shamsi kuwarat, Shamsi wa duha, wal layl, and the like." So the mean is that the Sahabi, he was leading his people, Isha prayer, he's the imam, but for him is sunnah. And for them is the mandatory. Tayyib. Naam. Hayyakum. فلا تفعل. نعم. نعم. This hadith, Prophet ﷺ, when he said to the 2 Sahabi, he asked them, "Why don't pray with us? What prevent to pray with us?" And they said they pray at their home. He said, "Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. What? Yes. Don't pray at home or what? Ahsant. It means barakallahu fiq. It doesn't mean don't pray at home. It means if you come to the masjid and the imam didn't finish salah yet, don't sit down, join. Because Prophet ﷺ here said, فَلَا تَفْعَلَ إِذَا صَلَّيْتُمَا فِي رِحَالِكُمَا if you pray at your homes, ثم أدركتم الإمام, and then you reach the Imam ولم يصلي, and he didn't pray yet, فصلي معه, then pray with him. So if they come while the Imam already pray, they don't have to pray anything. They don't redo the salah, they pray at home. Then they were travelers. They were travelers. Naam, they were travelers. طيب. Yes. Yes. Good question. How about if they come and the Imam already he prayed, for instance, 2 rak'ah. Or he already prayed 3 rak'ah. Dhuhr prayer. They join. They should join, right? And then Imam he finish. They pray with the Imam 1 rak'ah. What will they do? If the Imam says taslim, do they make taslim out with the Imam or what they do? They make 1 rak'ah. They make 1 rak'ah. That's one answer. Another answer. They pray the whole salah. Another rak'ah. Another. They pray 2. So 3 answers. They pray the whole rak'ah. If you join Imam, you pray the way he prayed. If you join Imam, you pray the way he prayed. Even if you are a traveler. Traveler pray 2 rak'ah. Right? You join Imam who pray in 4 rak'ah. You pray 4 rak'ah. هكذا هي السنة, Ibn Abbas said. That's the sunnah. So you take the ruling of the Imam you pray in behind. And it will be sunnah for you. 4 rak'ah sunnah for you. طيب. نعم. Here also many benefits from that. Is something would we make our way of life, we would be avoid, we would avoid a lot of problems. Wallahi. Even when we're dealing with our own children. Verification of affairs, to verify things. When you see incident happen, don't reach conclusions and make a decision. Verify it. Prophet, he see this man, these two men, not praying with him. He asked him, ما منعكما? What prevents you to pray with us? Is this understandable? He said they didn't pray with him, alayhi wasallam. He's not asking about that. Because he said them, they didn't pray with him. But he asked, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked them why. Because they may have excuse. You remember the sahabi who wrote the secret of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the idol worshippers, to the mushrikeen. And Allah informed that. Prophet, he sent Ali radiallahu anhu and Mughdad to find that woman and to get the paper she carried. And they brought the letter. And it's written from the Sahabi name. Prophet, he called him. What did he say? Ma hamalak ala ma sanat. What led you to that which you did it? Prophet, he already know he did it. Because Allah informed him. And he see that letter. Still he asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why he wrote the letter. Some of us, the only thing we need to punish someone is to find him committing sin. He did wrong thing. Without asking him, why. And this is allowed in the sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahih Muslim, Prophet, he said, Sahabi Abu Huraira, he said, Abu Huraira, take my 2 shoes. These 2 shoes, pair of shoes, take it. As a sign that he's from Prophet ﷺ. Whoever testifies that there is no true God but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, give him glad tidings of, he will enter Jannah. He met Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar, he asked, أتشهد أن لا إله إلا وأن محمد رسول الله؟ قال نعم أشهد أن لا إله إلا وأن محمد رسول الله. قال فأبشرك بالجنة. I give you good news, you are from the people of Jannah. Umar, he hit him on the chest, strongly. Abu Huraira, he feel pain. He cried. He went back to the Prophet ﷺ. Umar, follow him. Abu Huraira asked the Messenger of Allah, question, "Oh, the Messenger of Allah, did you send me with your shoes and with this?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I did that and Umar hit me." What the Prophet said to Umar, "Ya Umar, ma hamalaka ala ma sanat?" What led you to that which you did? Prophet, he sent his messenger with a message. He carried the message. And Umar, he hid the message, the messenger. Yet Prophet, he asked why. This is Allah in the Sunnah. Sometimes when we make decisions, we do whatever we're doing, saying whatever we say, do action, we beat even our kids. Later you find the mistake was not there. مفهوم هذا؟ What's sufficient to us is something to happen. That's, if something happened, the sin is there. No, person has, excuse, he may be mistaken. He may not know it. He may have reason. And therefore, this Sahabi, when he mentioned the reason, he wrote the secret letter, Prophet left him alone. He said he freed him. So he set him free. Because the reason he mentioned makes sense. He didn't do that to fight Islam. He didn't do that because he liked kufr. No. The reality is he has a family in Mecca. He wanna have hand with the kuffar so they save him in case they lose, they don't destroy his family. Worldly reasons. Also he gave him excuse, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah revealed the ayah, لَن تَنْفَعَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَكُمْ. So to give a room, the person, subhanallah. Not only that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahabi, Anas, this is Sahih al-Bukhari, Anas, go do so and so for me. Anas said, I said, oh, Muhammad, I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. Okay. Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say anything. The Sahabi said, وَفِي نَفْسِ أَنْ أَفْعَلَ, but my intention was to do it. Of course, Anas was young. His mother, Umm Sulaym, brought him to the Prophet at the age of 10 to serve the Prophet ﷺ, to get the dua of the Prophet ﷺ. And he get the dua of the Prophet ﷺ. Alhamdulillah. Then Anas, on his way, he saw kids playing. So he joined the game. He joined the play. Next thing he see is somebody holding him from back. He look back, it's the Prophet Muhammad is smiling. Prophet asked him a question, Anas, did you go where I tell you to go? Anas said, I said, oh, Mustafa, I will do it now, inshallah. I will do it, inshallah. He said, the Prophet set me free, smiling. Think, remember that Prophet didn't say, Anas, why didn't you go where I told you to go? He asked, did you go where I tell you to go? He said, oh, I'm going now. And you see, it's two different questions. If you are asking, why you didn't do what I asked you to do? You have no way out. But did you did it? It's sufficient. I didn't, but I'm doing it now. You have way out. Even so, that he said, the Prophet set me free while he was smiling. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. People didn't accept Islam by force. They accepted convincing. They saw the beauty of Islam, the mercy of the Prophet, the kindness, the gentleness, the patience. That's what they accepted Islam. Not by force. As the enemy of Islam say, Islam is spread by force. Liars. How Islam is spread by force? Today, Islam is the most growing religion all over the world. Is it spreading by force? Yes? No. Islam is spreading in the US by force? In the Europe? No. But yet, it's the most spreading religion. This is a clear proof. It never spread by force. Naam, by good akhlaq, by the truth in Islam itself. If the Muslims, they represent the truth of the religion of Allah, that's all they needed. Just to convey the word of Allah, as you give them a beauty, and a noble Quran, give a good da'wah book, say good word, alhamdulillah, inshallah, people will accept Islam bi'idhnillah. Next hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما جعل الإمام ليؤتم به فإذا كبر فكبروا ولا تكبروا حتى يكبر وإذا ركع فاركعوا ولا تركعوا حتى يركع وإذا قال سمع الله لمن حمده فقولوا اللهم ربنا لك الحمد وإذا سجد فاسجدوا ولا تسجدوا حتى يسجد وإذا صلى قائما فصلوا قياما وإذا صلى قاعدا فصلوا قعودا أجمعين رواه أبو داود هذا لفظه وأصله في الصحيحين narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Imam has been appointed to be a follower. The Imam has been appointed to be followed. Means in congregational prayers. So when he utters, when he says the takbir, say the takbir too. And do not say the takbir until he say it. When he bows, you should bow. And do not bow until he bows. When he says Allahu, Allah listens, which here means Allah answers. To him who praises him, say, O Allah, our Rabb, to you, O Allah, our Rabb, to you is the praise. When he prostrates, you prostrate, and do not prostrate until he, that means the Imam, prostrates. If he prays, he's standing, pray standing. If he prays sitting, all of you pray sitting. Reported by Abu Dawood, and the warden is his. And its basic meaning is in the Sahihain, Bukhari and Muslim. In this hadith, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned that the Imam was made Imam for a reason. Why someone leads us the Salah? Why we don't all of us line up? Why? Personally, he's the one who taught us. That Imam was made to be followed, to follow him. Not to compete with him, not him to follow you, not to be ahead of him. Is this understandable? The Imam was not made you to lead him when you are ma'mum, to be the one who leading the Imam. You make a sujood before him, you make a ruku' before him. He was not made Imam for that. Nor was he made Imam to compete with him. You match him. You make the same time he makes ruku' with, the same time he makes, he was not made Imam for that. Nor was he made Imam, ماذا, to be way behind him. He already taslim out, you are still in the sujood. He already in ruku', you still reciting Fatiha. Not Fatiha, reciting Al-Baqarah. La. Imam was made to be followed. Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِنَّمَا جُعِ الْإِمَامُ لِيُتَمَّ بِهِ. Imam was appointed to be followed. Then he, ﷺ, made more clear. He said, if he make takbir, Imam says, Allahu Akbar, say Allahu Akbar. And don't say Allahu Akbar until he says it. If he make ruku', make ruku'. And don't make ruku' until he makes ruku'. If he makes sujood, make sujood. And don't make sujood until he makes sujood. This hadith, Allahu A'lam, let alone other masajids. Here in this masjid, maybe 10% of the Muslims don't act according to this hadith. 10%. If you have 30 brothers, Allahu A'lam, 40 don't act according to this hadith. Which means, in another hadith, that's when you don't see the imam. You follow the takbir. But if you see the imam, you don't make ruku' until he completely make ruku'. Then you follow him. You don't go to make sujood. You don't move from standing until you see his ground, his forehead on the ground. The Sahabi said, we were not moving our back until we see Prophet ﷺ's forehead on the ground. But if you don't see him, then you hear. It's not mandatory on you to see the imam. But it's mandatory on you to follow him. How you follow him? When he say Allahu Akbar, you hear the Ra, the letter of Ra, follow him. Say Allahu Akbar after him. This is very important. Many Muslims, they make sujood before the imam. They make ruku' before him. If you want to see that, see tonight, you see it. Inshallah. وَلَا تَسْجُدُ حَتَّى يَسْجُدُ. Rather, Prophet ﷺ, he said in hadith, أَلَا يَخْشَ الَّذِي يَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ قَبْلَ الْإِمَامِ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ صُورَتَهُ صُورَةَ حِمَارِ. Doesn't one who raises his head before the imam fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may change his hair to a hair of a donkey? It's very threatening. So don't raise your hair before the imam. Don't make sujood before him. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said when it comes to the imam and how the people follow, it has four scenarios, four situations. To be before the imam, to be with the imam, to match him, to compete with him, like you have racing with him, or to be way back after him. Imam already is in sujood, you still standing. He already make taslim out, this brother is still in the first sujood. That's not imam. Imam was made to follow him. And the one who is according to the sunnah is, he says, Allahu Akbar, then he say Allahu Akbar. Again, unless he see him, then he wait until he started the pillar. He make sujood. Now you stand, you move from standing. He make ruku' from ruku' and the like. Then if the imam say, Sami Allahu liman hamida, say, Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd. Allahumma Sami Allahu liman hamida. What is the meaning? Sami Allahu liman hamida. سمع الله لمن حمده. Here this سمع, سمع means he hear. Allah hears the one who praises him. The ulama, they say this word hears means answers. Allah answers the one who praises him. Then you say اللهم ربنا لك الحمد. Another narration you say اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد. Another narration you say اللهم ربنا ربنا ولك الحمد. Another narration, Rabbana laka alhamd. So it's four siyah, four ways. Allahumma Rabbana walaka alhamd. Allahumma Rabbana laka alhamd. Rabbana walaka alhamd. Rabbana laka alhamd. Who can repeat those four? Are you confused? Allahumma Rabbana walaka alhamd. Allahumma Rabbana laka alhamd. Rabbana walaka alhamd. Rabbana laka alhamd. Ahsanta. Barakallahu fi. Each one you say is sufficient. Rather, Shaykh Uthaymeen, he said, as we mentioned before, in his noble book, this is a very good book. I encourage brothers, especially those who read Arabic, to read this book. Wallahi, please read this book. If I would have offered you money, you would have read. So read it without money. It's called Manzumatu Usul al-Fiqh wa Qawa'idhi al-Shaykh Uthaymeen. منظومة أصول الفقه وقواعده. It's a poem about the subject, two subjects, أصول الفقه and قواعد الفقه. In that, the Sheikh he mentioned, رحمه الله, that these different forms, the أذكار, come like this, اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد, اللهم ربنا لك الحمد, ربنا ولك الحمد, ربنا لك الحمد, to do each one time. Each one time. So sometimes you say Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd. Sometimes Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. Sometimes Rabbana walakal hamd. Sometimes Rabbana lakal hamd. Instead of saying all the time one of it. The same thing. Sometimes Subhana in the ruku', Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. Three times Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan Rabbi. Sometimes Subhan Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi. Tayyib. Sujood the same thing, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, three times, or Subhan Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi three times. He said, because of doing so, number one, you preserve the sunnah. You know all the sunnah of that, in that field. So someone who knows only one hadith and someone who knows four hadith, they're not the same. Also, with the preservation of the religion of the sunnah, you also refresh your mind. When you say one thing all the time, and when you change, it's different. When you change, you have more remembrance, you have more khushu', you have more al-muhim. And he mentioned other benefits too. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى في أصحابه تأخرا فقال تقدموا فأتموا بي وليأتم بكم من بعدكم. Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him. Well, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he saw a tendency among his companion of going to the back, when he صلى الله عليه وسلم saw تأخر, some of his Sahaba not coming early, not coming front line, being late, he said, تقدموا, come forward, فأتموا بي, and follow my lead, and let those behind you follow you. رواه مسلم. So it's encouraged a believer not to be late. وعن زيد بن ثابت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال احتجر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حجرة مخصفة فصلى فيها فتتبع إليه رجال وجاءوا يصلون بصلاة الحديث وفيه أفضل صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوب متفق عليه. Narrator Zaid ibn Thabit radiallahu, Zaid ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a small room of mat, and he used it to designate a space for prayer and prayer inside it. The people follow him and they come to pray behind him. The narrator mentioned the rest of the hadith, and it contains the wording, the most excellent prayer of a person is, means which he prays in his home, except that which is prescribed, means the five congregational prayer. So Prophet ﷺ, he was praying in his room. وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, I'm not sure this may be when he was making i'tikaf. And he reviewed the explanation of the hadith. But the Prophet, when he was making i'tikaf, he has his own tent inside the masjid. So some sahaba, they hear the Prophet reciting Quran, they pray behind him. Then he said this hadith, أفضل صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوبة, the best of the prayer, the most excellent prayer of a person is in his house, except that which is prescribed. And that's for the male. As for the female, all the prayers is better than to perform their homes. وعن جابر متفق عليه, agreed upon. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صلى معاذ بأصحاب العشاء فطول عليهم فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتريد أن تكون يا معاذ فتانا إذا أقمت الناس فاقرأ بالشمس وضحاها وسبح اسم ربك الأعلى وقرأ اقرأ باسم ربك والليل إذا يغشى, متفق عليه واللفظ لمسلم. Narrated Jabir رضي الله عنه, Mu'adh ibn Jabal رضي الله عنه led his companion in the Al-Isha night prayer and prolonged it for them. Upon this, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, O Mu'adh, do you want to become a fatan? When you lead people in prayer, recite Ash-Shams wa Duhaha, سبح اسم ربك الأعلى, اقرأ باسم ربك والليل إذا يغشى. This hadith is agreed upon and the wording is for Muslim. In this hadith is the same hadith we were mentioned a while ago, that the Sahabi Mu'adh, he prayed with the Prophet ﷺ, and that night Prophet ﷺ, he delayed the Isha. And Mu'adh, when he went there, he elongated the Isha as well. There, one of the Sahaba, he left the Salah. Did he pray by himself? Did he cut off the Salah and resume it, restart it, or he continue but quit the Jama'ah? Either way, he prayed by himself. And when that was informed to the Prophet, he said to Mu'ad, if you lead the people, read وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, read سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَىٰ, اقْرَأْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَىٰ. The salawat, the five prayers. Some of it are longer in recitation than the other. Which salah is the most, is the longest? Fajr prayer. Which one is next? Some of you say Maghrib, some of you say Dhuhr, some of you say Naam, Tayyib, some of you say Isha. The longest is Fajr, and the shortest is Maghrib. That doesn't negate that sometimes Prophet ﷺ elongated the Maghrib. So what's here, when you talk about it, general things. But you find Prophet ﷺ sometimes he elongated the Maghrib. Like he led Watur, for instance. And sometimes he shortened the Fajr prayer. But the regular way is Fajr is the longest, then Dhuhr, then Asr, then Isha, then Maghrib. Is this understandable? There is hadith stating that. I just remember that hadith. Maybe, inshallah, the Sheikh will mention. So sometimes Prophet ﷺ, he learned the salah, he elongated. Whether it's Maghrib, sometime Dhuhr. Dhuhr, what happened? Prophet ﷺ, he entered salah one day. Sahabi, he went to Baqi, very far place. After that, he make their wudu. He come back. Still, Prophet was in the first rak'ah. That's very long salah. Baqi' was outside Medina at that time. Was outside Medina, the graveyard, very far. Even now, it's far. The Prophet's masjid, where he said, the rawda, and the baqi' is still very far. How long it takes? Even though they make everything smooth, it takes some time. With that, making wudu, and back days, it's not, it's minty, it's up and down, it's real. It's still, he was in the first rak'ah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that was not the regular way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallam, he used to go with the people. If they come, he used to lead. If the jama'ah is not there, he used to delay it. He used to delay salah salam. Sometime inside the salah, he used to wait some people to join. The first rak'ah, he used to elongate. The sahabi say, we didn't see but to join the jama'ah. Salah salam. Sometime he used to delay the dhuhr when there is a lot of heat. He used to delay it. So he, salah salam, used to go with the jama'ah. He used to go with the jama'ah. Taib. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها في قصة صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالناس وهو مريض قالت فجاء حتى جلس عن يسار أبي بكر وكان يصلي بالناس جالسا وأبو بكر قائما يقتدي أبو بكر بصلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويقتدي الناس بصلاة أبي بكر متفق عليه. ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها regarding Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم leading the people in salah prayer during his illness. She said he came and sat on the left side of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So he sallam, was leading the people in prayer while sitting, and Abu Bakr is standing. Abu Bakr was following the prayer of the Prophet sallam, and the people were following the prayer of Abu Bakr, agree upon. Prophet Muhammad sallam, before he died, he gets sick almost a week. So there was time he sallam, was not able to pray in the masjid. Sometimes he losing consciousness, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked when he woke up, did the salah was performed? One time he was able to be brought while Abu Bakr is leading the salah. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he saw the Prophet being brought, and Abu Bakr, he can see because the Prophet is coming from the left side. The Prophet's house is right to right side, left side, yes. And this is the Qibla. So when Abu Bakr saw the Prophet being brought, he moved back. But the Prophet, he pointed, he gestured, stay there, you lead the Salah Abu Bakr. You lead the Salah Abu Bakr. Means the Prophet is praying behind him. Allahu Akbar. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he understood this is for honoring him, showing his status. He didn't take that as a command. Therefore, he still moved back. So Prophet ﷺ was sat on the left side. He cannot stand, alayhi salam. He was brought being carried. He sit down. From there, in the middle of the salah, he started leading people. And Abu Bakr, since Prophet ﷺ voice is very low, he used to say takbir. And people used to follow Abu Bakr. They hear Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr hears the Prophet ﷺ. When the Prophet ﷺ finished the salah, he asked Abu Bakr, I told you to lead the salah. Why didn't you lead the salah? He said, it's not suitable for Abu Quhafa to be in front of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. It's not fitting. In his Abu Bakr, he says, is not qualified to be before the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This shows the status of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Blind people, they don't see all these texts. They don't see Ahlul Bid'ah, they don't see all these. Prophet, when he gets sick, he said to Aisha, Muru Abu Bakr fa yusalli bin nas. Tell people. Order people Abu Bakr to lead. She said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, Abu Bakr, if he stand on your spot, he cannot handle himself. He will cry, Rajulun Raqiq. He's soft-hearted. He said, repeated, Muru Abu Bakr fa yusalli bin nas. She again suggested, he repeated, when she saw the person is serious, she went, radiallahu anha, to Hafsa, the other wife of the Prophet. She convinced it. Hafsa radiallahu anha, she went to the Prophet. She said the same thing. Prophet, there he said, Inna kunna la sawahib Yusuf. You are the friends of Yusuf. Those female saw Muru Abu Bakr fa yusalli bin nas. Tell Abu Bakr to lead the people. From there on, Abu Bakr leading the people. Radiallahu ta'ala. Therefore, when the Prophet ﷺ died, salawatullahi wa salam alayhi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he died, and the Sahaba at the beginning, they have who's going to be the leader. And Ansar radiallahu anhu, since this is their land, it's Medina, they said, one emir should be from us, and one emir should be from Muhajirun. We share the leadership. Umar radiallahu anhu, wama adraka ma Umar. What do you know about Umar? Umar, who was mulham. Umar, he suggested to the Prophet almost 20 incidents. Each of that, Allah revealed subhanahu wa ta'ala ayah of Quran and some of it, the revelation. Agree with Umar. Even sometimes, Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr had the same opinion, and Umar had a different opinion. Prophet ﷺ, he took the opinion of Abu Bakr. Allah revealed Quran that it should have been taken the opinion of Umar. Radiallahu ta'ala an Umar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him ilm. So, Umar radiallahu anhu, when in that happened, Ansar, they say, we need Amir, and they need Muhajirun Amir. He asked them. He said, Prophet Muhammad was pleased with Abu Bakr for our deen to lead us the salah. Aren't we being pleased with him for our worldly life? there they give up. They accepted and they agree upon Abu Bakr to be. So if Prophet Muhammad chosen Abu Bakr for the religion, because if he's the Imam, that means it's not just a lead in the Salah. It's the fatwa, it's the verdict, it's all related to the religious matters. So if Prophet is pleased with Abu Bakr to lead us, the Salah, our deen, he said, aren't we being pleased with him to lead us our worldly life? They said yes. With the other proofs, we show us that Abu Bakr was qualified more than anyone else to be the Muslim Khalifa after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, who else from the Sahaba who led the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Salah? Who remember? Na'am. Ahsantuma. Barakallahu fik. Abdurrahman Auf. What happened one day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr and Umar, they went to make islah, put reconciliation between people who had fight. Prophet Muhammad, he came late. When it was Iqama time, Bilal asked, is there another hadith for Abu Bakr too? He asked her too. Al-Muhim, Abdurrahman Awf radiallahu anhu, he led the salah. When he make taslim out, the salah is finished. They have seen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who joined the salah late and stood up to complete. Sahaba, they didn't feel happy with that. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished salah, what he said to them? Ahsantum. Ahsantum, you did good. So it does also, that's honor for Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu. Who led the Salah when Umar was killed? When Umar was killed by the fire worshipper, who led the Salah? Fajr prayer. Right. Wasn't Abdurrahman Awf, or Abdurrahman, he is the one who catched the man. طيب المهم. So Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, in this hadith, some of the people of knowledge said this hadith is naskhun, it abrogates the hadith before that, which was saying if the Imam prays sitting, pray sitting. If he prays standing, pray standing. Some ulama, they say this hadith abrogates that hadith, because in this hadith Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was praying sitting. And Sahaba, they were praying, standing. Is this understandable? Yes. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أما أحدكم الناس فليخفف فإن فيهم الصغير والكبير والضعيف وذا الحاجة فإذا صلى وحده فليصلي كيف شاء. متفق عليه. ناري أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when one of you leads the people in prayer, he should be brief. For among them are the young and the old, the weak and those who have needs to attend to. But if he prays by himself, he may pray as he wishes. Agree upon. So in this hadith, that the origin of the salah is to be short. The origin of the salah is to be short, considering the different people who are attending the jama'ah, of the young, of the old, of the sick, of the one who has a need. وعن عمر بن سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال أبي وعن عمر بن سلمة قال قال أبي جئتكم من عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا قال فإذا حضرت الصلاة فليؤذن أحدكم وليؤمكم أكثركم قرآنا قال فنظروا فلم يكن أحد أكثر مني قرآنا فقدموني وأنا ابن ست أو سبع سنين، رواه البخاري وأبو داود والنسائي. وعن عمر بن سلمة قال: قال أبي جئتكم من عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا، قال: فإذا حضرت الصلاة فليؤذن أحدكم وليؤمكم أكثركم قرآنا. قال: فنظروا فلم يكن أحد أكثر مني قرآنا فقدموني، وأنا ابن ست أو سبع سنين. وأنا ابن ست أو سبع سنين، رواه البخاري وأبو داود والنسائي. نار إلى عمر بن سلمة، he is Abu Yazid or Abu Burayd. He came with his father to the Prophet ﷺ. It's also said that he didn't come with his father. He belonged to the tribe of Jarum and settled in Basra. Narrated Amr ibn Salama, he said, my father said, I have come from the true Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, when the time of Salah comes, one of you should announce the Adhan. And the one of you who knows the Quran most should be your Imam. He, Amr, said, they look around and there was no one who knew the Quran more than me, more than I. So they put me forward in front of them and I was only 6 or 7 years old. Reported by Al-Bukhari and Dawood and An-Nasa'i. In this hadith, that if the prayer time enters, there must be Adhan. One of them should make the Adhan. Also, they must have Imam. And who should be the Imam? The one who recites Quran the most. The Sahabi say, they look around and they found him being the one who has more Quran. And he was 6 or 7 years old. رواه البخاري ومسلم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أم القوم أكثرهم أقرأهم لكتاب الله تعالى، فإن كانوا في القراءة سواء فأعلمهم بالسنة، فإن كانوا في السنة سواء فأقدمهم هجرة، فإن كانوا في الهجرة سواء فأقدمهم سلما، وفي رواية سنا. ولا يؤمن الرجل الرجل في سلطانه، ولا يقعد في بيتي على تكريمته إلا بإذني. رواه مسلم. ناري لابن مسعود، may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one who knows, means by recitation and memorization, the book of Allah, most should be the imam of the people. If they are equal in the recitation, then the one who knows the sunnah most. And if they are equal in the sunnah, then the earliest of them to immigrate, means to Al-Medina, to make hijrah. And if they are equal to the immigration, then the oldest among them in Islam. In another narration, it has age-wise. And no man should lead another in prayer in his domain or sit in his palace, in his place of honor without his permission, reported by Muslim. In this hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ said that the one who leads the people is the one who recites the book of Allah the most. But how about if more than one recite the Quran the same way? He ﷺ said, the one who knows the sunnah the most, after the Quran. How if they are equal also to that? The one who make hijrah first. Another narration, the one who become Muslim first. How would if they also the same in that? The one who, the oldest. That is in order. The people of knowledge said, that's when there was no already regular imam of a masjid. If there is regular imam of the masjid, then that rule is not applied. It's applied at the beginning. At the beginning it's applied. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, nobody should lead another one in his dominion. In his, you come when his house, for instance, you are invited, you and other people, it's, for instance, Maghrib time, you don't lead the Salah people without the permission of the owner of the house. Even if you are the Imam of Makkah. Naam. Also, you don't sit in one special place in his home without his permission. Last hadith in this session, وَلِبْنْ مَاجَ مِنْ حَدِيثِ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ وَلَا تَأُمَّنَّ مُرَأَةٌ رَجُلًا وَلَا أَعْرَابِيٌّ مُهَاجِرًا وَلَا فَاجِرٌ مُؤْمِنًا وَإِسْنَادُ وَاهِنٌ. And Ibn Majah reported the following from Jabir's narration. This is not hadith, is the mawquf, even though itself is also weak. A woman is never to lead a man in prayer, neither Bedouin desert Arab to lead an immigrant, nor a sinner to lead a believer. Its chain of narration is why it's extremely weak. So this is weak, but the meaning that a woman doesn't lead man is authentic. A woman doesn't lead Salah, a man. Even the mother doesn't lead her own son, doesn't lead her own husband, even if she memorizes all the Quran. Woman doesn't lead the Salah, man. If a man and his wife pray Salah, and the man lead the Salah, where his wife will stand, next to him or behind him? Yes. If they have more than two, yes. But if they are only one, only two people, she will wait. She pray next to him or behind him, whichever they like, or one of it. Sheikh Fawzan said, next to him. Okay. Sheikh Fawzan said next to him. Taib, we other ulama, they say no. She prayed behind him. She prayed behind him. So inshallah we'll make research. Which opinion is the strongest? Bring it next week. Inshallah. Naam. Al-Hassan, you bring it? You pray behind. What is the proof? You make research? Okay. Barakallahu fiqh. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. La ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.